Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh my goodness, it's Weasel Wednesday to begin with. Every day's fucking Weasel Wednesday anymore. But it's also the first day of December, guys. November's fucking gone. This year, it's flown by. It's amazing. 2021. It's going to be 2022, and oh, we're this year. This is it. We're shit. Anyway, it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 55 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's colder than hell. It was 28 this morning, and it's cold, dry. Hopefully, we'll start getting some snow. If we don't, man, another winter like last winter, we're fucked. I mean, really, we're fucked anyway, but, I mean, we're really fucked. At any rate, let's see what we're going to look at here first. Biden's limitless immigration gets big push from multinational corporations. I do not fucking believe it, but we're going to look into it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Biden's limitless immigration gets big push from multinational corporations. Now, who's working for who here? Biden is a dead-headed son of a bitch, and the goddamn communist committee that's running this fucking country is working for the multinational corporations, and that's a fucking fact. It's fascism and communism, a mix of the fucking both. They took the worst elements of both that did the most damage to a country, did the most damage to a people, destroyed the country the most, and transferred the fucking wealth from the poorest to the fucking richest the best, and they called it democracy. Well, this ain't a fucking democracy. This is a fucking republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, which are spelled out quite clearly in the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the ratified law of we the people. Ratified December 15, 1791. I'm going to say it every fucking day until some fucking anybody picks it up and looks at it. Plenty of you, all you people probably have, but I mean, these motherfuckers, they know exactly what that son of a bitch says. They know they are breaking the goddamn law. They know they are committing high treason against the people and against our jurisdictional authority. And Joe Biden is, I mean, he's just a puppet. He's a meat puppet. He ain't even a good meat puppet because he's dead in the head. But I mean, to pretend like, oh, it's the multi-corporations are backing him. No. Yeah, he's fucking, he ain't running the fucking show. Goddamn Bill Gates and fucking Bezos and fucking Zuckerberg and all the rest of the turds over there in the Silicon Valley and the fucking goddamn George Soros and Barry Sanders and fucking Barry Satoro and fucking the ALOC and what the hell they call that little batch of bitches, the squad. I mean, come on, people. Jesus Christ Almighty, we have sunken so fucking low. We have to look up to see the bottom. Multi-corporations and giant tech conglomerates are the key financial figures in a behind-closed-doors lobbying campaign to pass President Joe Biden's Build Back America Act. Build Back America without the fucking Americans. That's the fucking idea here. This is repopulation. The Romans, when they, you know, when they see an invasion, if it was just the troops coming, they would see, you know, they know they're there for conquest to try to, you know, conquest riches or steal land or what might have you. When they brought their fucking families with them, it was for recolonization. And that's what this is all about. See, American nationals, they wouldn't live on their fucking knees. We're the only people that have ever said, fuck off, king. We're the only people that have ever told one of the crown heads of Europe to fuck off. To get the fuck away from us or we'll kill you and we fucking... Well, we did the fighting for goddamn sure, but we were betrayed by the fucking so far founding fathers, the founding traitors of this goddamn country. Their fucking constitution was a fucking lie. The Bill of Rights is fucking if they have been trying to destroy since we forced it to be put into fucking effect on December 15, 1791. And when that's when we declared that we the fucking people are the power, the jurisdiction of this goddamn country. Nobody else. You're not doing this for us, fucking Biden and fucking the Communist Committee. You're not doing this for the fucking people, not for the United States nationals. You sure as hell ain't. A small group, people, that's all we got to get rid of, and we can have our fucking lives back. But if we don't, man, your fucking children will live as fucking, they'll live like, well, they you bring the third, what do you think makes the fucking third world? I mean, it's the land. You look at Guatemala, Honduras, fucking Mexico, El Salvador, all those rich fucking countries, rich in resource. What makes a fucking peasant peon fucking land? The fucking peasant peons, people who will take shit, people who will bow, people who will take a knee, people who will kowtow. People who will fucking live by another's will. Man, we have something very fucking special here. We're going to fucking lose if we don't get off our dead asses and do something about it. Build Back a Better Act, my fucking ass, which includes limitless immigration for corporate America. And you know, the Republicans and the Democrats, see, this is the same fucking thing they did during Obama's first administration. Remember, they were even talking about replacing him with another candidate. Do you remember that? Can you remember, do you have a memory span greater than that of a head of cabbage? And then it just kind of fucking going to all of a sudden like fucking, it just, you know, it must be the fucking goddamn people who count the votes. I think it was Stalin that said, I don't care what people vote. I just care who counts the fucking votes. I mean, that's the most obvious thing in the world. And there is no goddamn vote to start with because this is an unlawful occupation by an unlawful corporation in direct violation of the highest fucking law of we the people, in direct violation of the will of we the people. We haven't consented to this shit. You tell me when we consented to having our country handed over to fucking the third world. But they're doing it in Europe, too. I seen it again the other day. They're bringing big hordes in. See, this is how they fucking get their new world fucking order. They put and take them and they take everybody and put them in different places and everything. And you lose your goddamn culture. You lose your people that will stand together. Except you don't see it in China, do you? Why don't you see this goddamn multiculturalism in fucking China? Everyone, we look over there, you see all nothing but fucking Chinamen. And the businessmen in the fucking fancy fucking motels that come there from fucking America and all the other first world countries and from the crown heads of Europe to fucking talk to the fucking Chinese fucking dictators on how they're going to fucking take over the fucking world and make us goddamn fucking kowtow at their feet. Well, I'm not kowtowing to you, you fucking dirty son of a bitch. We quit talking about the, you know, we laid it into the fucking Chinese in the last couple of weeks. We talked about that fat little fuck at the top who couldn't fucking, man, without a draconian regime behind him as just a single man. I mean, he ain't even a fucking man. He's probably got a pussy. This month, House Democrats banded together to pass the $1.75 trillion fucking dollar filibuster-proof reconciliation package that would deliver the largest amnesty for illegal aliens in American history, while blowing the lid off the legal immigration levels for the benefit of corporations. For the benefit of corporations, it has always been the corporation people. They are the fucking enemy of the world. They are the enemy of every fucking decent human being who would live a decent moral life, who would want, who thinks they have the right to live free and to have the benefit of their own fucking sweat. When you create something that's supposed to belong to you, and this country here belongs to the goddamn American nationals. We are the ones that fucking want it. And now, but who's benefiting from it? Who's getting fat rich off it? The fucking Chinese are. The fucking international fucking corporate mafia. They all just come here and they fucking, oh, we're going to base a business in America. No, you're not. What? Who in the fuck ever told them the first time they could do that? Nobody. I didn't say they could do that. And I have the fucking say. I'm supposed to have the fucking say that I'm supposed to be the sovereign of this goddamn nation. And I never went through no due process of law that said I want every country in the fucking world to come in here and see how much, tote the fucking place off and leave us in a goddamn third world hellhole. Specifically, the reconciliation package would allow companies to import a limitless number of, legal immigrants. See, no, these motherfuckers are illegal aliens. Illegal aliens. See, that was what we were talking about yesterday. Don't call them that. Don't call it. It hurt their feelings why they're invading you and fucking what. Hey, you don't want their feelings to be hurt while your fucking children are starving, do you? You might hurt some fucking foreign prick's fucking feelings. And you think these motherfuckers that are coming here don't know exactly what they're fucking doing? You're wrong. See, they couldn't, in their country, they couldn't be free. They couldn't have shit because they ain't got no fucking balls. Or else they would have fucking taken over their own fucking country. And they would have fucking made the resources belong to the people, that just like we did with our fucking Bill of Rights. And the fucking people would thrive. But no, you got in one of these fucking countries, you got a handful that have everything. Everybody else is a fucking slave. And that's what they want for this fucking country, and they can't get their new world order so long as that procedural due process exists in that fucking Bill of Rights. And they fucking know it. But it's gonna fucking happen. You're either gonna grow some fucking balls, or you might as well fucking go look at your children. Go look at your grandchildren. Look at the little grandchildren. You think of what you're doing to them with your cowardice, you motherfuckers. Senator Bill Hagerty, Republican Tennessee, has described the plan as breathtaking. Oh, here's the opposition. Here's your controlled opposition to the fucking one side of the fucking false left-right paradigm to the other side of the false left-right paradigm. Republican from Tennessee has described the plan as, quote, breathtaking immigration provisions that have long been the crown jewel of corporate lobbying. The crown jewel of corporate lobbying. So a handful of motherfuckers. What actually is causing this effect? Mammon. Money. Money is kicking your fucking ass. Because you worship it. You won't tell them to shove it up their ass. You need to tell them to take them fucking ships in fucking L.A. Harbor. Fucking get them the fuck out of here. We don't want them here. We will build here. We have everything we fucking need here. There are no more exports out of this fucking country except in the form of manufactured fucking goods. And there's no more imports of fucking Chinese bullshit. There is tariffs through the fucking ceiling. You buy something from fucking China, it's going to cost you five times what it cost you to buy it here from a fucking American national. It's not no fucking, this ain't brain surgery. This is goddamn. They act like these are, you know, those bumbling fools. They're not bumbling fools. They're kicking your fucking ass right now. Why? Because, man, that fucking gun, all you can do is you look at it and you hate. You fucking look at it and you hate them and you fucking polish that fucker some more. And it won't do nothing. I tell you what, that motherfucker won't, we can't harm anybody if you're just polishing it. It won't do anything. That's why they ain't pushing the fucking gun grab thing. So, I mean, fucking, you know, you hear a little bit about it once in a while, but they really don't give a shit if you got a gun. They already know you're too chicken shit to use a motherfucker. Limitless number, huh? Senator, we did that. Okay. In the House, corporations dominated the lobbying campaign. What is lobbying? Oh, that's right. That's bribery. That's when you go in and you pay off. Hey, you want to go to Pedophile Island and have some little children, Donald Trump or fucking Bill Clinton? I doubt the Obama. Well, I don't know. They do some freaky shit to start with. I mean, we don't even know if these old ladies and old ladies and old man. What? Go ahead.
Hey, I think they're strong with you, man. They're making you speed up real fast sometimes, and you'll slow back down to your regular speed.
That's what's happening on the broadcast, you mean?
No, I'm on the phone. I'm doing my thing.
But that's what's happening? It's speeding up and slowing down?
Yeah, you go da-da-da-da-da, then you go back to your regular voice.
I'll be goddamn. Well, I mean, maybe that explains the new phone number, huh? Maybe that's what that was for.
Yeah, you just did it right there. You just sped up right there. You said it. This is how you sound. That's what that was for. You like really fast. You sound like the world's fastest talking man sometimes.
I'm not the world's fastest. She's going to hang it up.
I'll just let you know, brother.
Right, that's cool, brother. We're going to hang it up and we're going to refire it up and see if that helps. Stay tuned.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com. There are 6 participants in the conference. The recording has started.
All righty then.
Please announce yourself.
I'm Henry. Who the fuck are you? At any rate, Dion can tell me here in a minute whether that helped or not, if that stopped it. But we'll go back to the article. Amazon, Facebook, Intuit, Incorporated, AT&T, Verizon, Hewlett, Packard, Enterprises, Alphabet, which is Google, and a ton of them are fucking Alphabet. Delatte, the Microsoft Corporation, IBM, Accenture, J.P. Morgan Chase. J.P. Morgan Chase, look at who's fucking us, guys. Look at who's taking the goddamn money. You bailed those son of a bitches out. $1.10 to the fucking dollar in 2008 for the fucking crime, international crime they fucking committed. They didn't go to fucking jail, but here is J.P. Morgan Chase fucking over there trying to fucking take the last little shit that you fucking have. Those motherfuckers, they should have been shut down. They should have been fucking dismantled. They should have been fucking outlawed in the fucking world, at least in this goddamn country. We need to get the fuck out of this UN bullshit. We're not a United Nations. We're not a one world fucking people. We're not a one world government. People come down to fucking individuals. How can you be a fucking individual in a country and world where everybody has to be the fucking same? See, that's what they want. If we were just like the fucking Hondurans and the goddamn Guatemalans, God, if we would just fucking beg at people's feet, if we didn't have that whatever's inside of us that just won't let us bend our fucking knee and kiss somebody's ass, they'd have it fucking made, wouldn't they? It'd be easy. Just give us the guns. Yes. Okay, now go dig a great big ditch. Go ahead.
Hey, it's on the phone line. I'm listening to both at the same time.
You are, and it's doing it on the phone line. That fucking makes sense. That's
it's just the phone line. It's not coming over the
broadcast.
I can hear it right. The broadcast that's coming through perfect. I just called you on my line. I'm listening to both. It's going through your phone line. That's making it. Blah, 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 blah.
Our brand new phone line. Is that why? That must have been why the motherfuckers gave us a new phone line, huh? They had to set it up.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking, I mean, you must be, you can think of how scared they are, people. They are fucking shitting themselves. If we fucking just took them on, we just kicked their fucking ass. We could do it and fucking, we could break records doing it. But I guess we'll get a hold of the phone line, motherfuckers, and say, well, this must be what the new fucking number was for, huh? You sons of bitches. Maybe we'll give out their phone number on the fucking air here, and you guys can, every fucking one of you, give them a call and tell them what you fucking think of them. I knew there had to be a reason because why would the phone number change and change anything in your new setup? well, we're setting another new thing up. And I go, yeah, but why does the number matter? Well, and they couldn't answer the fucking question. Well, can you, we'll have somebody call you. And they never did. This is the fucking, this is a George Soros. This is the fucking monkey fuckers at the top. They said, we have more algorithms on this goddamn site than Carter's got pills. And they still can't fucking shut us up. They can't get rid of them. Because you know what? Fucking 10 words of the truth gets through. That's 10 words that's going to rip their ass. It'll rip down fucking a million of their fucking lies. And they know it. They can't stand it. They can't stand it. You know, they can go and they can attack the fucking people, like the small business people. They can, you know, all the government workers, you know, which now outnumber the fucking private sector workers. They can attack them because they have their fucking, they actually can attack them. If we had our goddamn common law courts, the people who are being attacked could drag their ass into the common law courts and have them hung. And they fucking know it. They know they're teetering. They're walking a goddamn fine line. They're walking a goddamn fence. That is fucking a barbed wire fence, and there's a goddamn, you know, there's a goddamn briar bush on each side of them that fucking, if they fall off it, that they're going to fucking hurt. I mean, think about doing something that fucking chicken shit. The fucking line worked perfect. There was nothing wrong with it. There was no reason to change the number. Yes, there was. It's so that it could run through. Which one of you fucking cock-sucking non-governmental agencies, no consent from the fucking people, fucking cocksuckers is fucking up with the phone line, huh? You don't want the fucking truth to be told because the truth is going to destroy your fucking ass. It's going to put a rope around your goddamn neck. You're going to be tried in a common law court and you are fucking going to get hung. And you don't have the numbers you fucking claim, and I know it. You know it. You haven't vaccinated the people you've said, the holdouts, my ass. What, 85, 90 fucking percent, according to your past lies? Remember when they told us 90% of the people wanted the fucking background checks? They told us 90% of the NRA and the Gun Owners of America wanted it. And then Larry Pratt came up on the fucking air on the intelligence report and said they did their own fucking survey, and it was 10% to 90% that didn't want it. So you can figure, whatever they're saying, turn the numbers around. That's what a fucking Zionist Jew piece of fucking shit does. And you can fuck with the phone line today, we'll fight about it tomorrow, we'll fucking get it back, you know, we'll just keep fucking fighting you until we get it back. But that's what, and I told you guys when it happened, I said there's a reason for them doing this, because they're saying there is no fucking reason. Yeah, there's a reason. So they could run it through a fucking FBI or some fucking cocksucker, treasonous piece of dog shit motherfucking communist fucking computer and fuck with our goddamn signal. Back to the matter at hand. I guess you'll have to listen online. I'm sorry, guys, but fucking nothing I could do about it right in the middle of a fucking show. See, it didn't do this yesterday, guys. Wonder what happened, huh? I just wonder. Corporate lobbying. Corporate lobbying. That is fucking called bribery. You go in and you pay them fucking money. You pardon?
Sounds perfect on the phone here.
Does it really? Maybe
yeah.
I'm...
Good signal in Texas.
Well, you know, they would... That's yeah. You're so quiet I can hardly hear you, Charlie.
Yeah, the rooster's in the background, though.
No, I didn't hear no...
See, you're saying I'm real low.
I can't hear... I can hardly hear you.
Have to talk closer and louder.
There you go. Now I can hear you. Tell the rooster to crow louder. Anyway, back to the article.
Yeah.
Amazon, Facebook, Intuit, AT&T, Verizon, Hewlett-Packard. We went through the fucking group. But what they're telling you right here is the corporations are running this goddamn country. That's called fascism, people. Look it up. It is not a free fucking republic with an emphasis of the rights on the rights of the individuals. And the people have no goddamn fucking courts. They have the only recourse we have left is our second article, people. You either fucking are going to kill these son of a bitches or they are going to kill you. I guarantee fucking it. They're bringing in the fucking foreigners to kill your fucking ass. See, these goddamn slave mentality, motherfucker. People who will put up with this shit. The Chinese, the fucking Hondurans, the Mexicans, all these little motherfuckers. See, they're too afraid. And we're starting to look that way too, by the way. They're too afraid to fucking go and talk. I mean, if they had all of them attacked the son of a bitch, oppressed them, only a handful are doing it. They're just very fucking brutal. And the people won't stick together. And then, you know, a goddamn a bribe to, you know, they try to organize or anything. Well, you just fucking bribe a few of them. And you find out what, you know, you get the fucking leaders that are trying to organize the fucking people. And you just take them out. It's worked for fucking ever for them. Except here in the United States, they haven't been able to pull it off. What they got to get rid of here in the United States is that fucking Bill of Rights. Without procedural due process, we're just fucked. That means they could, you know, Obama, he put in some executive orders talking about indefinite detention, you know, sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act. Indefinite, without due process of the law. That's what they have to get rid of. With due process of the law, they have to have us do it to ourselves. The people have to be fucking stupid enough to do it. You know, like, what was the kid's name? Rittenhouse. See, that, even though that was in a goddamn admiralty court, the fucking jury fucking still said no. And the jury verdict had to fucking let it. I mean, they want rid of that fucking jury. That jury is a motherfucker to them. But they've been able, you know, so far they've been able to fucking make sure that it's stacked with fucking Masons and fucking dirty church cabal motherfuckers and system people. I mean, they'll slip somebody that's a, you know, his uncle's the fucking chief of police. Well, we didn't mention that in our fucking report on him when you fucking did your goddamn vetting for your fucking jury. We didn't mention that. But, I mean, they've always, but it's fallen apart on because too many people are seeing it. They don't know who they can, they don't know who will fucking do what they tell them to do. I mean, you got, goddamn, I got an article here with 7,000 fucking Marines that will, are refusing to take the fucking shot. And when, you know, what are you going to do about that? I mean, when it gets to where you can't trust your own fucking goddamn Blackwater USA enforcers because they know what you fucking are. They know that because they have committed treason against the peoples of the world, they have helped, they have assisted in genocide against the peoples of the fucking world. They know that as soon as these motherfuckers take power, they're the first ones that are going to go. When if you'll betray one person, you'll betray another person. I mean, well, if you're easily fucking swayed into betrayal, they're going to get rid of your ass so fast it'll make your head swim. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Feel I'm not knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. The colder cloud is coming around. And I still am knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feels like I knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feels like I knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Rain with Knocking on Heaven's Door. This is how we feel coming up Wednesday around here. I just want one more part of this I want to get to, because it is a point to be made. The corporations are also among the top outsourcers of American middle-class jobs, where foreign H-1B visa workers often replace their American counterparts and eventually hope to secure green cards to permanently remain in the United States. Every year, hundreds of thousands of foreign graduates are brought to the United States by corporations and businesses to take the middle-class American jobs. Now, back when Trump was running, we told you motherfuckers. We tried to get to you, the middle class. But you were doing good, man. You had your comfort zones. You had your football games. You had your fucking beer. You had your whatever you fucking, your pot, whatever you fucking wanted, you had it. And you wouldn't fucking listen. We tried to tell you, you're voting in a fucking foreign fucking election. You are committing treason against your own fucking people. You would not stand with this, and we told you that because you did not stand with this, you were next. Here you are now. It's coming for you now. Now who's going to fucking stand for you? You arrogant motherfuckers. Well, it's just going to happen to them poor people. Well, now it's going to happen to you, and you are going to be one of the poor people. You're coming to the jungle, motherfucker. And it's going to be very foreign to you when you get here. Middle-class American jobs. The massive inflow of foreign competition against middle-class Americans comes to about 800,000 Americans graduate every year with four-year degrees in STEM. I think that's STEM fields. I'm not sure what that, I mean, what that means. The STEM, I know it's high, it's technology. American graduates' odds of landing a STEM job are dismal, mostly due to corporate offshoring. And who gave these motherfuckers permission to offshore any kind of work using our resources? See, it's our resources is what it comes down to. If we shut off the fucking flow of the resources, we shut off the flow of the fucking of the fucking Silk Highway to fucking China. If we shut it all off, people, if we shut down the ports, we said, nothing's leaving this goddamn country except in the form of manufactured goods, and nobody's working in this goddamn country except American nationals. That's all we have to do. No amount of money could fucking change it because we have the people. They have the money. We've said that from the beginning. That's what the fucking fight is going to be. But the people have to fucking act. You have to shut them fucking down. If you have to, they need the resources. That's why, I mean, that's how corporation got into America. It wasn't supposed to be a corporate goddamn capitalist fucking nation. It was supposed to be a free nation with a free enterprise system and a goddamn monetary system consisting of gold, minted gold and silver, so that we could access our own fucking resources and we could make our own fortunes because it was our fucking country. But there's just a handful of elite. You see, no. We know you wrote that Bill of Rights, and we're going to pretend to fucking coddle to it, but we're going to fucking violate it. Yeah, you know, we said it before, you know, in the book of the making of the Bill of Rights, they talk about, there were Bill of Rights in the colonies, but everybody just ignored him. I guess if anything is fucking ignored, it doesn't fucking exist. You better stop fucking ignoring it. I think you better fucking see what the fucking law is and what your authority is and what your responsibility to that fucking law is. Or your progeny will be, you go look at, you know, the ones coming across the country, fuck, they're dressed better than fucking most Americans I fucking know. They got better fucking clothes, they're fatter than fucking goddamn elephants. And that and fucking fighting age men, that's all I see coming across our goddamn southern border, don't you? Look at them. Do those look like refugees? Have you ever seen real fucking refugees? Real fucking refugees don't wear fucking, you know, Nike fucking sneakers and fucking the fine, you know, all the designer fucking clothes and stuff. And you, every time you people see them cocksuckers walking, and you know, they'll show a big line of walking. That's, they stop the fucking bus. They let a couple of bus loads out for a fucking goddamn photo op. They didn't walk no goddamn where. You don't walk from Honduras to the United States and still weigh 300 fucking pounds. You got it? So now you, the middle class, you son of a bitches who did not step in to back us, who wouldn't listen to goddamn fucking fact when it was put right in your fucking face. Oh, I'm all right. They can't replace me. You watch them. You watch them fucking replace you because you know what you've been paying, and when you pay your fucking taxes, you've been paying for foreigners to come over here and be educated to take your fucking job. It's like everything. We pay to have our own throats cut. If we just fucking stopped. If we just said, nope, we ain't but fucking moving another muscle except to fucking pull a trigger, you motherfuckers, get out now. You're not moving another resource out of this country in the form of nothing but a manufactured good manufactured by American national, or fucking you don't get it. Then you would see a fucking change and throw all these foreign corporations out of this goddamn country. They have no business here. They have no right here. Any right they claim to be here would be a violation of the 9th article because it's fucking disparaging our own fucking rights, isn't it? This goddamn country's supposed to belong. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
You sure can.
Hello?
Yep.
Okay, great. Awesome. So I was living in Seattle, and I got my degree. This is like 2009. Finally mm-hmm. got a degree. I thought I was doing, you know, all the right shit and all that, you know? Mm-hmm. And, then Amazon came through and set up their headquarters there, and when I went to apply there after I graduated, they were like hiring Chinese, Indians, Russians.
Yes.
I mean, I have nothing against all those people, but shit, man, it's just what you said. Like,
I'll tell you what, brother.
Jobs, and then get this, man.
I have everything against them.
I'm
not in their goddamn country taking.
Place, bro. Hey.
I'm not in their goddamn country taking their fucking job.
And, you muted me. All right.
They all need to fucking. You need to. Hey, you know what our grandfathers did to fucking scabs? They came in to take their fucking jobs. They fucking shot them. They beat them with fucking billy clubs. They didn't just let their fucking their goddamn livelihood be taken away from them. They are trying to put us. See, they're trying to bring us down to the level of a third world fucking goddamn peasant. That's what they fucking want. Anyway, let's see what else we got here.
Hey, Henry.
Yes. Come on up.
Yeah, so in Cincinnati, we have Procter & Gamble, and they hire nothing but fucking Indians and Middle Easterns.
Yep.
And I was at my gym last night, and I am officially a minority at my own gym. I am one of few Caucasians or Black Americans at my gym, and I was thinking... I was looking at all these Indians working out. I would feel like a fucking loser if I had to leave my home country just to go get a goddamn job. I'm just like, how did they have no fucking self-esteem, no pride in their own country?
Well, they had no self-esteem or no pride, or they wouldn't be ruled the way they were ruled in their country. They think they get to come over here. You know, it's just like everything they've done. It's the carrot and the stick. They're getting the carrot now. But once they get here and gotten rid of the fucking American nationals by fucking blowing our heads off and putting us in big fucking ditches, then they'll put the fucking stick to them. They'll be the same peasants they were over there in India. They won't have a goddamn thing more than they had in India. Only the corporations will have the goddamn slave labor they want. And the corporations are just a fucking handful, people. We could wipe them out in a fucking day. They have to pay for their balls, don't you see? It is mammon that is deciding the issue here. You have to make it. I mean, if somebody fucking scabs a fucking job, man, you're gonna have to get violent. There is no fucking choice. They are violent. They are violently taking your country away from you while you sit there on your fucking ass and watch it. You can't let it happen. And I believe you about being a minority in your own goddamn country. That's what they're trying to make it. They get enough of them son of a bitches here. There are 7 billion people in this goddamn world. Every fucking one of them here wants what you have. And if you have no border patrol, which we do not, which we pay for, it's just like the regulators back in 2008, those that regulated the banking industry, we paid them, we paid their wages, we paid their benefits, we paid for their retirements, all this fucking shit, and they were rating fucking goddamn junk bonds as AAA derivatives, and then when the people who were paying them to fucking regulate the fucking banking industry lost their jobs because the line of credit was cut, as it was cut, and it was cut on fucking purpose, because this goddamn country runs on credit. God, if you built a business, when you build a business, the first thing you want to do is get out of the fucking hole. And I mean, you'll suffer, you know, you'll do without, you'll, deprive yourself of things until you get out of the fucking hole and you get the black ink instead of the red ink. And then that belongs to you. It's nothing somebody can't take from you, supposedly. If you fucking stand up and fucking enforce the law, they can't take it from you. But they didn't. Everything in this country, I mean, it was a boom. You think back to 2008, before that, I mean, before it started really falling apart, when you see the stock market going down, that ain't the goddamn rich losing a goddamn thing. That's them stealing more from the fucking poor. That's the numbers you see up there is what the money the poor have and that they're going to take. You think any goddamn, since 2008, every fucking corporation has made record fucking profits. Clear up to today, when we're looking at goddamn freezing to death during the winter and no fucking food. You look at we were talking about the beef industry and the fact that the cattlemen's, you know, they're all going to get together. But again, they're forming a collective. They got $300 million to form a collective. And I'll tell you, they're not doing this for the fucking people. They're doing this for them fucking selves. Because right now, you know, they can't get shit for a cow, but as soon as they sell that cow's worth, I mean, when they, to the fucking Jews, that fucking cow's worth a fortune. It's just like the trees I was talking about here. The stump price, you know, the guys that go out and cut the fucking logs and fucking, deliver the fucking timber to the goddamn, mills to be milled aren't making $1 fucking dollar more. But goddamn, the price of lumber's through the fucking roof. Now, who's getting all that goddamn money? Oi, 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 oi. I mean, they just, them fucking Jews, they know no end to taking from people. You gotta get that through your fucking head. Those fuckers have to be destroyed. Or they will destroy everybody. They'll destroy you down to fucking under 500 million people. And you will lick Jew fucking feet. If you wanna eat, you'll let them fucking pedophile your fucking children. If you wanna eat, you fucking outnumber them by a zillion if you on a world basis. Man, think about it. It's like that one prick on a, I watched one of these fucking videos of an NBC little son of a bitchin' $100 million motherfucker talking about, Biden should have the military, and he's talking about, when he's talking about the military, he's talking about the world. What the fuck are you talking about there, buddy? Are you finally admitting that we don't have a fucking military in this country, that we've supplied the United Nations with a fucking military on our fucking dime to cut our fucking throats, and that when our fucking young people go over there and get their fucking arms blown off, their legs blown off, their fucking faces blown off, that they're not doing it for their people, or they're not doing it for our fucking freedom, they're not doing it for our liberty, they're doing it for the fucking Jew, so that the Jew can establish the fucking empire of Zion and rule the fucking world with the fucking goyim, the people, us, they consider the fucking soulless animals that they could just butcher anytime they want just for fucking the fun of it, or set and plink at us with fucking guns because we don't have the fucking means to fight back like the Palestinians. That's what's going on. Over 7,000 Marines unvaccinated as COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. And no variant of it exists because 0 + 0 + 0 = 0. Now, goddamn, there is a sickness coming from this. What's coming from the so-called vaccine, which ain't a vaccine, which they admit it was not a vaccine on the CDC's own fucking site. And people still fucking put that shit in their goddamn arms. And people are dying. Oh, it's COVID-19. It's because those unvaccinated people spread it. No, actually it's not. We have an article, I think it was one of the ones I brought up here. That says, you know, there was like that new variant, that bullshit lied, the third plus zero that isn't fucking there, can't be there, impossible to be there because you don't have the original to start with. Out of the numbers, the majority of the people that were fucking getting it, that had a bad reaction to it, were the people who took the goddamn fucking shot, who took that goddamn gene therapy, which is not a vaccination, which altered their fucking DNA so that it would reproduce the fucking sickness to make it worse and worse and worse until it would either kill you, or if you're young, you might live through it, or you might live maimed the rest of your goddamn life. But the people who did not take the shot barely had any symptoms.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, don't forget about the flu shot, too. They want to put a flu shot and the booster shot and then another booster shot.
Yeah, they wanted, well, that yesterday we were talking about the recommendation of a COVID-19 that doesn't exist, has never been fucking isolated, does not fucking exist, shot every fucking year. It's to kill off the world population. Right now they're killing off the world's population. You look at any goddamn commercial that comes up when they're wanting to sell you on one of these depressants or antidepressants or one of this shit, anything. Oh, this could cause you to go insane. You might kill your children. You might fucking jump off a roof. It might cause you to go insane and fucking actually do something and kill yourself. They have to put the fucking warnings on it. When they put up this COVID-19, goddamn, man, there's been those bad side effects. Of course there is. They're documented by the tens of thousands. And they still fucking, but they don't have to give no warning to you at all. No, this is perfectly safe. No, it isn't. You're a lying son of a bitch and it ain't a vaccine. It's a goddamn biological fucking weapon made to depopulize the goddamn, the world down to a population that these fuckers can control. That they can control through technology.
Your buddy Trump.
Huh? Yep, you're goddamn right.
Your buddy Trump signed that into law, so they're all exempt. I mean, exempt from liability.
Exactly. Why in the world would anybody accept that? They're sitting there telling you, we're going to make you take this, and if it hurts you, you can't sue us. Who and how fucking stupid could you be? You want to bet it won't hurt you? It hurts one of mine. I'll fucking kill your ass, you son of a bitch. If you can't get justice through, well, they've removed our justice system. But even through the goddamn administrative admiralty, unlawful fucking law on our fucking land, law of the sea on our land, you cannot even file a fucking goddamn claim if they kill you. That's how fucking arrogant they are and how much they detest your very being for being alive. You're not taking this country from us, you motherfuckers. I'll tell you what, fucking every fight's a fight. And, you know, fucking you can be down, you can be fucking here, you can be down on the ropes, you might do it in the fucking end, the meanest motherfucker wins, and we're the meanest motherfuckers, and you know it. And we're gonna show you. I don't care if I live to see the whole fucking thing. I would love to see the fuckers squirm. When the people finally fucking stand up on their goddamn legs like they got a fucking spine and start fucking wasting these motherfuckers. I mean, they've declared war on your Bill of Rights, stupid. They do that. That's what the goddamn original fight started over, wasn't it? At Lexington and Concord. What did it start over? They were coming to take their fucking guns away from them. To take their properties away from them. To subjugate them. Exactly what they're doing right fucking now. But after fucking, you know, they got chased back to Boston and cannoned out of fucking Boston. Hey, fucking, are they, whoa, oh, well, we got some real fucking people to deal with here now. So, but in the end, you know, the fucking, when the militias finally came out of the hills and fucking French finally, you know, the French stepped up and fucking did the blockade of the, their Yorktown. And fucking they surrendered. They didn't surrender to the people who were rising up for their fucking rights. They handed the goddamn charter over to the same son of a bitches that were running the fucking colonies. And it just went on. They got to be corporate lords over here. So, once they got the charter, they were invited over to England and they were all fucking, I guarantee you they're all made lords, dukes, duchesses. They all fucking hold royal fucking titles. And they, I mean, rather, they ain't something they have to tell us, and they sold us fucking out. Go ahead.
Esquire.
You goddamn right.
That thing, it lasted till 1781. It was like a 7-year battle. It was like that map you sent me. It was 100 different battles. It was pretty involved war.
Yes, it was. But in the end, when the people that went over there to negotiate were the same people that we fucking actually started the uprising against, when you think about it. Cause, I mean, you're Benjamin Franklin and you're fucking, I don't know who all went over there, but what fucking lying, dirty, fucking rotten, aristocracy went over there, but they went over there and there was no fucking surrender by the fucking British. In fact, in their eyes, we're still a fucking colony. That's why I just want to sit here and I want to talk about that fat little fucking bitch that fucks fucking German Shepherd sitting on the stone, on the goddamn throne over there in England. You don't own me, whore. You're going to find out. Hey, man, that son of a bitch on that video. We should use the world military. Oh, there's a world military now, is there? Oh, yeah, there's always been, don't you know, and fucking, you paid for it, you're paying for it. Well, use the world military to force those vaccinations on. Declare war on the fucking people of the world, this son of a bitch says. You're going to declare war on 7 billion fucking people? Really? You fucking do it, you son of a bitches. I mean, I'm sorry, we come up here every day, and we point out this fucking horse shit. These son of a bitches, as they hide behind their fucking goddamn corporate fucking bodyguards, where I'm gonna get you. I mean, it always reminds me of that, Running Man, when fucking, at the end of the fucking program, when they take the fucking station over and it's just, goddamn, what the hell is his name? Richard Dawson and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And they're sitting there and he goes, tries to make a deal with him and everything. And then he goes and Arnold's getting ready to stuff him down in the fucking goddamn chute. And then they had the big bodyguard that he talked about taking steroids. And he goes, he walks over by him. Maybe you want to have a talk with Mr. whatever in the fuck his name was. And the guy turns around and walks away. And then there's Richard Dawson sitting there with fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger and does stuff his fucking ass. And that's what I want to see. I want to see these motherfuckers in that situation where you ain't got nobody to back your fucking mouth but you. When you ain't got nobody to back your fucking dictate but you. It's easy to run your fucking mouth. It's a lot harder to fucking enforce it. Any fucking buddy who's ever lived very long in this goddamn country and this, well, used to be in this country knows that. I mean, but now fucking cowardice is, I mean, shit, they're making the goddamn men into women, the women into the men. I mean, fucking women coming up fucking running their fucking mouths and you hit them. Oh, you hit a woman. Well, one of the motherfuckers was talking to me like she had balls. Come on. Anyway, back to the article. 5%, anyway, this is from Epic Times. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. 5% of active duty Marines have not gotten the lying COVID-19 vaccine, which ain't a vaccine, and they fucking know it, but they can't. See, they'll tell you this was on mainstream media. They told you that wasn't a vaccine, but still here we are. Just keep telling that goddamn lie. Goebbels, dude, give him the Goebbels. Well, it ain't a vaccine. It ain't a vaccine. It's fucking poison. It's poison. It's poison. The military branch says the COVID-19 vaccine, my ass. Not the COVID-19 vaccine. The goddamn biological murder weapon mandate was November 28th. Some 95% of active duty Marines have received at least one of the COVID-19 shots. And I know other people I talk to a lot of people. And I know a lot of people that took the one and they got so fucking sick. They said, I ain't never take another fucking shot from these motherfuckers. So it ain't just that, but you've already got it in you. And God knows, I mean, we've just had this shit going on for how long? Since January? We've just had this going on. What's it going to be like in fucking 2 or 3 years? 5 years? I mean, does it kill everybody that even had one fucking shot finally? Or does it, and are they in a hurry with this booster shot to kill as many as they can because they know the people have figured it out and the people have said, fuck you. Fucking, you're going to try to kill me? I'm going to kill you. And we're going to kill your fucking asses off. We're going to exterminate you from this goddamn earth. You misery-making motherfucking Zionist pig pedophilic pieces of shit. That is why they are hurrying. That's why there's a booster shot. Well, they need a booster shot. Hurry up. Let's get them killed. Let's get them killed quick. Goddamn, they're learning faster than we can kill them. And more are saying, fuck you. And more are becoming fucking mean about it. No, you ain't going to tell me what to do, you 4 foot nothing bitch. You can go fuck yourself. What are you going to do to this 6 foot fucking man? What are you going to do? You're going to shut your fucking mouth or you're going to get it shut for you? Go get a pistol. We'll fucking play pistols. I don't give a fuck. You're a traitor to this goddamn country. You are denying procedural due process to an American national, you motherfucker. That is goddamn high treason. That is a violation of the highest law in this fucking land, and you will fucking pay in the end, every fucking one of you. At any rate, guys, we've made it past the top of the hour. Things are what they are. They'll be worse tomorrow, I promise. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFT Team. We'll try to do something about that fucking phone. Now we know what the fucking new phone number's for, huh? At any rate, that is the Word from the Trenches.